This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi set off on a two-day visit to Vientiane, Laos, earlier this morning. In his departure statement, Mr. Modi said he is embarking on a two-day visit to Vientiane, Laos People's Democratic Republic, PDR, at the invitation of Prime Minister Sonexay Sifondon to participate in the 21st ASEAN-India and the 19th East Asia Summit. He said this year, India is marking a decade of the Act East policy. Mr. Modi said the East Asia Summit will provide an opportunity to deliberate on the challenges to peace, stability and prosperity in the Indo-Pacific region. The Prime Minister said India shares close cultural and civilizational ties with the region, including with the Laos PDR, which are enriched by shared heritage of Buddhism and Ramayana. Renowned industrialist and philanthropist Ratan Tata passed away last night in Mumbai at the age of 86. He had been undergoing treatment at a private hospital and was in a critical condition. Chairman of Tata Sons, N. Chandrasekaran, confirmed Tata's demise in a statement. Mr. Chandrasekaran said, "With an unwavering commitment to excellence, integrity and innovation, Tata Group under Ratan Tata's stewardship expanded its global footprint while always remaining true to its moral compass." The Maharashtra government has announced one-day state mourning today and Ratan Tata's final rites will be performed with full state honours. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed distress over the demise of Padma Vibhushan and Padma Bhushan recipient and industrialist Ratan Tata. The first phase of Second Army Commanders Conference for the year 2024 will be organized in a hybrid mode at Gangtok in Sikkim from today. The two-day conference will serve as a forum for senior commanders to review current operational preparedness, deliberate on critical strategies and outline future directives. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh will address the senior leadership and will be briefed on the emerging security challenges and the response of the army in the security domain. During the conference, discussions will focus on critical national security issues and strategic aspects aimed at sharpening Indian Army's warfighting capabilities. The second phase of Army Commanders Conference will be held in Delhi on the 28th and 29th of October. Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda will arrive in Kolkata today. He will visit Belur Math and participate in Durga Puja celebrations. Later in the day, Mr. Nadda will go to Santosh Mitra Square Durga Puja Pandal. He will also attend an event on Bengali language. Recently, Bengali has been given the status of classical language. The National E-Governance Division has announced the integration of Umang app with DigiLocker to provide citizens seamless access to a wide range of government services. The Electronics and IT Ministry said that this collaboration will allow users to manage multiple services through a single platform. World Mental Health Day is being observed across the globe today. The day aims to raise awareness about mental health issues and mobilize efforts in support of mental health care worldwide. The theme for this year is Mental Health at Work. The theme emphasizes the importance of taking collective action to ensure that workplaces foster mental health, protect against harm, and support those who need help. Indian equity indices were trading up in early trade today following positive cues from the US and Asian peers. The Sensex was up 264 points or 0.33% at 81,732 to trade and Nifty was up 69 points or 0.28% at 25,051 when reports last came in. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Konkan, Goa and Madhya Maharashtra during the next 2 days. The IMD has also predicted heavy rainfall over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, coastal Karnataka and south interior Karnataka during this week. In the ICC Women's T20 World Cup, Cricket India registered their biggest ever margin of victory in Women's T20 World Cup history, beating Sri Lanka by 82 runs in the Group A match in Dubai last night. Opting to bat first, the Indian women put up a total of 172 runs. The win also helped the women in blue go above Pakistan and New Zealand in Group A. And in men's cricket, India stormed to a resounding 86-run victory over Bangladesh in the second T20 International, stealing the three-match series 2-0 with a game to spare in New Delhi last evening. And with that, we end this news bulletin.